Harper Audio presents The Bone Thief by Jefferson Bass, performed by Dan Warren. Copyright 2010 by Jefferson Bass, LLC. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. The woman's face blurred and smeared as I pivoted the camera on the tripod. Then her familiar, photogenic features, features I'd seen 1,000 times on my television screen, whirred into autofocus perfection. Wavy honey blonde hair, indigo eyes, a model's cheekbones, polar white teeth outlined by Angelina Jolie lips. Knoxville news anchor Maureen Gershwin was 42, middle-aged, technically speaking, but she was a low-mileage, high-dollar version of 42. She was beautiful and vibrant and healthy-looking, except for one minor detail. Maureen Gershwin was dead. "Pardon my cynicism," said Miranda, "but I can't help noticing that out of dozens of corpses to choose from, you've picked one worthy of Victoria's Secret for your little photo shoot." Miranda Lovelady was both my graduate assistant and my self-appointed social conscience. A smart, seasoned PhD candidate in forensic anthropology, Miranda was a young woman of liberal opinions, liberally dispensed. We didn't always see eye to eye, but 5 years of collegiality and camaraderie tempered our occasional personal differences. One of Miranda's duties was running the anthropology department's osteology laboratory, the Bone Lab, tucked deep beneath the grandstands of the University of Tennessee's football stadium.